my topic is about the quick test of nitrogen release curve from controlled release fertilizer. Everybody know that for the last 20 years, the commercial development of slow release fertilizer and the controlled release fertilizer have been increased rapidly. These two photos show some of controlled release fertilizer applied in the nursery plant. This the yellow one is controlled release fertilizer. This color is controlled release fertilizer. They use in the nursery plants. Because there are some advantages of controlled release fertilizer. The use of controlled release fertilizer can significantly save in labor, time, and energy. And the use of controlled release fertilizer may significantly reduce possible loss of nutrients. Also, can reduce ammonia volatilization and N2O emission. Use controlled release fertilizer can improve nitrogen use efficiency. Also increase crop yield and quality of crops and get an economical return for growers. Because of this agronomical and environmental reasons, this led to the development of controlled release fertilizer quickly. But still some problems exist. For test the controlled release fertilizer release curve, you need for a long time. If the controlled release period is 1 year, you need to test 1 year. If it's 6 months, you need to test 6 months. So this need a long time. Other problem is in the world, no uniform standard method to measure the nutrient release curve. From European country, Japan, and American in China, different countries have different method to measure. So the predicted nitrogen release curve is very important for instruct growers to apply controlled release fertilizer. If you know without release curve, you don't know how to apply it, how amount of you should apply it, what is the time you apply it. So this is a problem. We based on this principle, if we use high temperature incubation, we can accelerate the release rate of controlled release fertilizer. We hope to build a relationship between the high temperature and the constant temperature for nitrogen release curve. If we can build this relationship, we can predict the nitrogen release curve, use the data from a high temperature incubation to predict the constant temperature release curve. In this experiment, we tested 5 controlled release fertilizers. The S1, S2, S6 is from China, it's made in China. S1, S2 is polymer coated urea. S6, S10, S11 is polymer coated NPK. The S10 is made in Japan, is NutriCoat. S11 is OsmoCoat. We use the incubation method. For 25, 40, 60, the temperature, we put the 10 gram controlled release fertilizer plus 250 milliliter DR water. This is after the incubator, This is a different days we collect samples. We use 100 temperature. We collect the time is 1 hour, 2, 3 hours, and so on. This we use incubator to measure the release rate of control release for the food ladder at 25, 40, and 60 temperature. This we use the measure in high temperature, it's 100 centigrade to measure the release curve. Use this machine. This is designed by the Shandong Agricultural University. Now we report some results. So first we test this S1, the polymer coated urea. We use three temperatures. One is 25. This release cover 25, you need 112 days the release of nitrogen. If you increase the temperature to the 40, they make the time shorter. It's 42 days. If you increase the temperature 60, then with 1 week, the all nitrogen released from this fertilizer. If you increase the temperature 100, then this fertilizer can, with the 10 hours, all nitrogen released. So we hope build a relationship between the cumulative nitrogen release percentage with the incubation, with the incubator time and the incubation temperature. We design incubation time with X1, incubation temperature X2. We get the cumulative nitrogen release percentage, Y. So we use the data fit program. We can get the equation. We also get the figure. This is temperature in 25, 14, 60. This is cumulative release nitrogen percentage. So we get the equation. We get the ABCD, this value. Use this equation, we can calculate. This equation, the coefficient of multiple determination is high, is 0.96. We compare the measured data and the calculated data. We have is similar. This is measured data. This is calculated data. You see the 10 days, 25 centigrade temperature, this measure is 16, the calculator is 45. Also, if the 28 days is 33, 35, is more similar. This we use three temperature to build the equation. If we use the four temperature, the 25, 46, and include 100, we got the similar equation, but the coefficient of multiply determination, this number is lower. We get this figure. We also get the ABCD, this value. We can compare the measured data and the calculated data. This is measured data, this is calculated data. But it's not good as the three temperature to stimulation, that's the equation. You see this, at 40 temperature, after the incubation 5 days, the measured data is 40 positive, but the calculated is 26. so some error. So this is the first polymer code user. If we change another polymer code user, you get different release curve. Also, the similar is you increase the temperature, you make the release quickly. This is 25 temperature, this 40, this 60 temperature. If the 25 need even 224 days, only 40% release. If we increase the temperature 16, almost 100% release with 84 days. We also use same method. Here the equation, get the figure, also get the less value. Also get the coefficient of multiple deformation, the value is 0.95. So this, before we introduce these two polymer coated, is only urea. If we change urea with polymer coated MPK, we also test this fertilizer. We incubated the three temperature. If the 25 temperature at 4% release, or at a 6 day percentage nitrogen release with at 4 days, but increase to temperature 60 with the 84 days, you 80% of nitrogen release. So all the same, increase the temperature, can increase the release rate. We use the 25, 40, 60, this three temperature data. We build this equation and get this figure. We get the from the data fit program, we get the ABCD this value. For this fertilizer, the coefficient of multiple deformation, the number is 0.90. If we test the fertilizer with the NutriCoat, made in Japan, the polymer coated MPK. We use the three temperature. We get a similar the release curve, increase temperature, increase the release rate. We use the same method to build the relationship between the temperature and the incubation time. We get the equation and this figure. And we get this ABCD value. Use this equation, we can calculate in which temperature, how long days, you get how much nitrogen release percentage. So this is, we test the osmo coated polymer coated MPK. We also use three temperature. From this figure, you can see very clear whether 25 centigrade, the osmo coated fertilizer needs 140 days release. If you increase the temperature to 40, only 56 days. If you increase the temperature 60 centigrade, with 5 days, all fertilizer, nitrogen release from this fertilizer. We use the data fit program. We use the data of this three temperature, we get the equation and this figure. we from this program we can get this all the A, B, C, D, this value for this equation. We get the high coefficient of multiple determination. The number is 0.96. We compare our measure data and the calculator data from this equation. We find that the sum of the low temperature is very similar between compared with the measure data and the calculation data. If the seven days at the 25 centigrade, we measure is 24.6, but calculate is 21. If the 28 days, we measure 42, we calculate get 45. But in the as a temperature, you increase temperature to 40. After the incubate for 28 days, we measure the data is 19%. We calculate the data is 93%. So the measured data and the calculated data are the good agreement. From this test experiment, we get this conclusions. So, but increase incubation temperature can increase the natural release rate. And there were good regression relationship among the time, temperature, and the cumulative natural release percent. For different type of controlled release fertilizer, have a different characteristic of nitrogen release. If we predict the results, if from the equation, we obtained from this three temperature, this prediction results is more precise than the prediction results from the equation we obtained from this four temperature, including the 100 temperature. That's all.
Okay, thanks.